Welcome to the Southside Community Church podcast with Pastor Mark Kahn. We are located at 1815 South Peace Street in Elwood, Indiana. Visit us on Facebook. The link will be in the description below. Have a great day.
If you want to follow along and read over here, I want to go to Joshua chapter 4. Joshua chapter 4. And it came to pass, when all the people were clean to pass over Jordan, that the Lord spake unto Joshua, saying, Take you 12 men out of the people, out of every tribe a man, and command ye them, say, Take you hence out of the midst of Jordan, out of the place where the priest's feet stood firm, 12 stones. And ye shall carry them over with you, and leave them in the lodging place where ye shall lodge this night. And then Joshua called the 12 men, whom he had prepared, note that, of the children of Israel, out of every tribe a man. And Joshua said unto them, Pass over before the ark of the Lord your God, into the midst of Jordan, and take you up every man of you a stone upon his shoulder, according unto the number of tribes of the children of Israel. And this, listen to this, this may be a sign among you, that when your children ask their fathers in times to come, saying, What mean ye by these stones? Then ye shall answer them, And the waters of Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord when it passed over Jordan. The waters of Jordan were cut off, and these stones shall be a memorial unto the children of Israel forever. And the children of Israel did so as Joshua commanded, and they took up 12 stones out of the midst of Jordan, as the Lord spake unto Joshua, according to the number of tribes of the children of Israel. And they carried them over with them unto the place where they lodged, and laid them down there. And Joshua set up 12 stones in the midst of Jordan, in the place where the feet of the priests which bear the ark of the covenant stood. And they are there unto this day. For the priests which bear the ark stood in the midst of Jordan until everything was finished that the Lord commanded Joshua to speak unto the people, according to all that Moses commanded to Joshua to speak to the people, according to all the command that Moses commanded Joshua, and the people hasted and passed over. And it came to pass, when all the people were clean and passed over, that the ark of the Lord passed over, and the priest, and the presence of the people. And the children of Reuben, and the children of Gad, and half the tribe of Manasseh passed over armed before the children of Israel, as Moses spake unto them. About 40,000 prepared for war passed over before the Lord into battle to the plains of Jericho. And on that day the Lord magnified Joshua in the sight of all Israel. And they feared him as they feared Moses all the days of his life. And the Lord spake unto Joshua, saying, command the priest that bear the ark of the testimony that they come up out of Jordan. And Joshua therefore commanded the priest, saying, come ye up out of Jordan. And it came to pass, listen to this, when the priest that bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord come up out of the midst of Jordan, and the soles of the priest's feet were lifted up into the dry land, that the waters of Jordan returned into their place and overflowed all the banks as they did before. Our dear Heavenly Father, we just pray, God, for a few minutes, Lord, for your help, for your guidance, and for your direction. We know, God, Lord, that these stories that happened thousands of years ago are up to date spiritually in our lives. So we pray, God, that your hand would be upon us. May, God, those things that need to be said and preached about this morning will be preached upon, Lord, and help us, we pray. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. These stories, I tell you, they touch my heart. These Bible stories are so real. I don't know if I said that before, but as I look at them, I see the spiritual side of it. And it makes me want to shout. It makes me want to run. It blesses my soul. I was thinking about this before we get to this point. There's a lot of history happened, has already happened. Okay, and I want to kind of go over that just for a minute. And I'm going to try to not hold you as long as I did last week. Almost an hour. To me, that's just too long. But anyways, in chapter 12 of Genesis, God called out Abraham from among his family and to go to a land that God had promised him. And that land was Canaan. So Canaan land was the promised land for God's people, the Israelites. And they were to possess the land, even though the land was full of people. They were to drive them out of the land, so they would have to so they would have the land to themselves, and God would be their God, and they would be his people. And God would bless them, and God would keep them as long as they obeyed and served him. Remember this, Jesus is coming from the loins of these people through Abraham. So, leading up to this point, we had the drought that was in Joseph's time. You remember that. We talked about that last week. And Jacob and all of his family came to Egypt because of the drought. And then in time as it passed, Joseph dies, and a new Pharaoh arises and comes to power, and he don't like the Hebrew people. He don't like Abraham's seed. They are multiplying so fast across the land that Pharaoh is worried, that these Hebrews, these Israelites, are going to overtake Egypt. So he puts them in slavery for 430 years. During that time, God raises up Moses, and they are delivered out of the bondage through Moses, and they have the wilderness land experience where the law comes, and the law is given, and the ordinance of the Lord of how they should live their life. And all this time, they are heading to the promised land. Moses sends out 12 spies into Canaan, a land, to spy it out. And they come back, and they all agree that it's a good land, that it's a land that floweth with milk and honey. And 10 out of the 12 spies tell the people that the people living there are too strong. We cannot fight against them. We are like grasshoppers in their sight. Amen. And then he said here, my notes, God got angry with them, and he made them stay in the wilderness for 40 more years until that generation died out. And then in the meantime, Moses dies, and now Joshua is chosen to lead the people into Canaan land. So in Joshua chapter 1, God tells him, you're taking these people into the Canaan land, and that he will be with him. So to sum it up, chapter 1, they prepare for the crossing of the Jordan River. Chapter 2, Joshua sends out the spies to Jericho. Chapter 3, they cross the Jordan River. And today, we're in chapter 4 as they cross the river. Amen. I want to give you that little history to line this up. And I thought about this. I preached on chapter 3 before. What a massive amount of people this was. It's hard to comprehend how many people there was. But it's estimated that there were 600,000 men, that crossed the Jordan River, plus women and children. Now think of that for just a minute. The largest football stadium in the United States is Michigan, okay? And if you ever looked at that stadium, it's a massive stadium. It holds 107,000 people and 601. Filled to capacity. And if you ever watch a Michigan game, the home game, it's usually packed out. And they'll scroll the cameras around and you can look at all the people and it's unbelievable. That's not even a quarter of the Israelites that passed over that day. Amen. Let's give a little review of this river. The normal width of the Jordan River was 90 to 100 feet wide. And the depth was anywhere between 3 to 10 feet. Okay? And at this time of year, when they crossed it, it was the time of harvest. And at the time of harvest, Jordan overflowed its banks. So we know that where they crossed the Jordan River at, that it was wider than 100 feet and it was deeper than 10 feet. Okay? So you stop and think about that this morning. I tell you what, I got blessed. I should have ran all over the house. Listen to this, my friend. It overflowed its banks. It was wider. It was deeper. But the miracle was not, my friend, the size of the river and the depth of the river and the time of the river. My friend, the miracle was that it overflowed its banks, but the people of God walked through on dry ground. In the midst of a flood and an overflowing of banks of the river, God made it dry and they walked right on down through it. I want to tell you something. We're serving a God that's real and genuine, and there's nothing too hard for Him. Amen. I'll tell you what. He'll make a way for you and for me where there is no way. Amen. He'll dry up every river. He'll move every barrier, my friend, to give you the victory to make sure you make it to heaven.
Right, amen.
I tell you, bless me. It was just proof who God is. Amen. Just proof of who He was. And it came to pass when the people were clean past the Jordan, and the Lord spake unto Joshua, saying, I take you up 12 men out of the people from every tribe, and command them hence to go within the midst of Jordan, out of the place where the priest stood, and take 12 stones, and carry them to the lodging place, my friend. You know, there's so many songs sung about the Red Sea, the Red Sea parting, and all the Israelites crossing it, and that was a great miracle. The Red Sea, I believe, was bigger than the Jordan. It was a sea. This is a river. But it said that on each side of that Red Sea was a wall of water. And each side of this Jordan River was a wall too. Hard telling how high it was. But it all parted, my friend. I tell you what, you ever walked through the river, shallow river, how muddy it is. And in some places, I ain't kidding, you can sink all the way to your ankles. And matter of fact, sometimes you gotta just pull your leg up to get out of the mud. As dry as that carpet. Dry as the carpet when they walked through it. Joshua said, the Lord spoke to Joshua. And I thought about this too. You know, the Bible said that God spoke to Moses, as it were, face to face. Just like me and I talking to you people. I believe it was like that with Joshua too. It was just like that with Joshua. I don't have no record of that, but I believe it. Because it said the Lord spoke unto Joshua and said, do this. And he said, go down in the midst of the Jordan River. And he said, what I want you to do, I want you to pick out 12 stones, and I want you to take them, and you'll have to put them on your shoulder because they're going to be pretty heavy. And you're going to carry them across on the other side of Jordan, and you're going to set them there. You're going to set them up. And they did. They went down there in the midst of the river. Probably was coughing because of the dust coming up from the river because it was so dry. And they went down, it said, where the priest's foot stood firm. Let me give you an example of that. Here was the commandment. The commandment was that the priest that carried the Ark of the Covenant. I want to tell you what that Ark of the Covenant was. That was God. That was a representation of God. The manna was in there, had the rod of Aaron that budded, my friend. The Ten Commandments were in that ark. That ark was about 2 feet wide by 2 feet. I think it was 2 feet wide, 2 feet long, and 2 feet deep. It was basically a square box, my friend. And they had that ark and they carried it. And it said that what had happened, listen to this. He said, God said when the priest's feet, now listen, the river's right here like this, and my friend, I'll tell you, it's way over there on the other side. It's a roaring and the waves are going, and everything's happening. You know, you kind of vision it in your mind. He said, but when the priest, my friend, their feet touch the brim of the water. Just their toes, my friend, the front of their toes, the river, my friend, will depart and spread apart. And that's exactly what happened, my friend. They stepped on the edge of the brim of that river, and it divided, my friend. And like I said, at this time, the Jordan River overflowed its banks. And I want to tell you something that gives a measurement in there. I don't know, it don't give the measurement physically, but it gives you the area, and it was a wide spot. I mean, it went to the left for a long ways, and it went to the right for a long ways. We had a lot of people crossing this thing.
Huh? I thought about that, you know. The miracle. I want to tell you something. The priest. They were holy men. They were godly men. They had to be. Huh? Because if they touched that ark of the covenant, it would kill them instantly. They'd have fell over dead. That's how holy the ark of the covenant was. But I want to tell you something. It wasn't in the priest that had the power, but it was the power of the ark of the covenant. The power of God that represents the ark of the covenant represented is where the power was at. And I want to tell you something. You listen to me. These people heard the stories from their forefathers and from their relation, and it was passed down to them about the Red Sea parting. They heard that story, man, huh? Of how with Moses, how God opened the Red Sea. And now they see the Jordan River open. Themselves. Their eyes are right before, it's right before their eyes, and they see this great miracle that God is doing, my friend. And they realize, huh, that God is for them and with them. Huh? And they hasten across. Huh? They're looking, my friend, at the wall of water, and I don't know what it looked like, but I kind of get a vision. And it was kind of like just going like this. It would come over and down, then back that way. Come over and down and back that way. Huh? Whatever it was, God held it back. Huh? He said, Joshua, he said, the people are going to remember this. Okay? Huh? We're going to set up some stones. And we're going to put them on the other side. Amen. And Joshua called the man. They come out. They went before the Ark of the Covenant. And in the midst of the Jordan. And they took out the stones. Put them on their shoulder. According to the number of tribes of Israel. And it said here. And he said this. And this may be a sign. Among you, huh? When your children ask their fathers in the times to come, saying, what meaneth ye by these stones? And ye shall answer them that the waters of Jordan cut off, and the ark of the covenant of the Lord when it passed over Jordan, and the waters of Jordan were cut off, and these stones shall be a memorial. To your children and to the children of Israel forever. Amen. Praise God. So they set these stones up on the other side. Okay? All these people knew what happened. They knew what it meant. They experienced it. They got families and children that haven't even been born yet. But they're coming. One of these days, you girls are going to have kids, huh? And then your kids will have kids. And this thing's going to go on until God says there's time no more. Okay? So there's another generation going to come up, huh? That they have no idea, huh? What these stones represent. What is this? What's the meaning of these stones? And then they'll tell them. The great miracle of God. How he divided the waters. Huh? And we crossed through Jordan. Out of the wilderness. Into the land of promise. Into a land that floweth with milk. Amen.
Amen.
I want to tell you something. Oh, I looked at that. I looked at that. And I thought about this. Thank God. For spiritual eyes. This went before us. I thought of my dad. I've been so blessed to have a Christian father. To have a Christian man, as you have with your dad. That God saved them and transformed them. And my friend, they have set up, listen, spiritual stones in their lives. They set up spiritual stones. That's their testimony to their children, what God has done for them. You hear me this morning? I tell you, my dad had a testimony. He would testify and he would witness to what happened to him. He was a heathen. He didn't have no knowledge of religion. But when God saved him, my friend, it changed his life forever. Listen, he crossed. He came out of the wilderness and crossed over Jordan and went into a new land. He would testify about it and tell you how good it was. That it was flowing with milk and honey and the sweetness of it. What did he do? He set up stones. Not a physical stone, but a spiritual stone where we can look at it and it's life. And witness who he was. And then he would testify, my friend, of the things, not only him, I'm talking about other saints in the church, in this church alone, would stand up, my friend, and testify and tell how God helped them and gave them victory through all the battles that they faced. What they went through, what was that? It was a stone, a spiritual stone that they set up. That they could look back through. I remember that. I remember that when I went through that, how God took me through. Does that make any sense?
Right.
I thought about this. So I was looking to it. I'll just bring it right up to date. I thought of you, brother, and your testimonies. Whatever you do, don't ever quit. You just keep giving your testimonies.
Right.
I don't care if it's the same one. You just keep bringing it. But Audius testified of the change in his life, what God has done for him. You heard his testimonies, how real it is. What did Audie do? He set up a stone, my friend, in remembering and memorial what God has done for him, how it's changed his life. And he set this stone up, this spiritual stone, and now his children see it. And they know who he is. And they know what he is. And they know what God has done for him. So what do? They see the stone in his life. And in your life too, Cherish. And they see it, my friend. And they're going to set up stones. They're going to go the same way you're going.
Right.
Amen. That's what it's all about this morning. Church. That we as God's people set the example for our children and pass it on to them. That when they see the stones, they'll know that God is real. It's what Reagan said, had told me when she texted me that before she got baptized. She said this. I'll remember that. I always will. She said, I want to raise my family how my dad raised them. Raise us kids. That ought to bless your heart, brother. I'm going to raise my children. I'm going to walk the same way my mom and dad has walked. That's the way I'm going to fall. How does she know about that? Because Amen.
Praise God. I want to tell you something. I thought about this too. And I tell you what, a memory. God has given us a memory. And I want to tell you something. That is one of the most powerful tools in our arsenal. In our arsenal to have. I want to tell you something. When Jesus was in the wilderness and the devil tempted him, and the devil said, I'll give you everything in this world. And he could have. He was in control of it. He's in control of this world. And he could have given Jesus everything he wanted. If he would just bow down and worship the devil. What'd he do? He went to the scripture and said, remember. Here's the scripture. Remember what's written in the book. We can overcome him by the blood of the Lamb. And the word of our testimony. I want to tell you something. You better have a testimony that God has saved you and helped you and transformed you. And when the devil comes, my friend, you're able to stand up and fight. There's power in this blood, my friend. Life-changing power in the blood of Christ.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
I tell you, I've been going through some things. I've been facing some things, my friend. I tell you, I've been discouraged. I've been down. I've been depressed, my friend. And I've been trying to pray. And it seems like I can't pray. But I was praying and bawling and crying. And I looked out the other day out the patio window. And for some reason, I seen something laying in that yard across the field. And it was shaped just like a cross. It was shaped just like a cross. And I looked at it and I said, yes, God, I needed that. That's the answer. The cross is the answer.
Yes, sir.
To everything you ever face.
You're right.
Amen.
Amen.
You just remember that.
Right.
I thought, you know, when I drive back down there, I want to go back down there and I want to see what that was. It looked like some tubing or something. And I drove back by there the next morning, next day on the way to work. I didn't even see it. It was gone. And as I looked out, I said, now wait a minute, Lord, that's awful strange. What was that? I know what I seen. Because it blessed me and helped me. What was that? And then I realized I can't get the down part of it. But the cross part of it was the overhang on the house next door. And the down part, I still can't figure it out. Where it's at. It's not there now. But it don't matter. What was it? A stone. That's something that was set up to remind me of the cross.
Right.
Of what Jesus paid for my sins. For my brokenness, for my sadness, for my depression, and all the things that get me down, my friend, the cross is the answer.
Amen.
Right.
I tell you what, we're not a church if we don't preach the cross. I can guarantee you that.
Right.
We'll be just another country club. In Deuteronomy, I preached on this one time before. This is a Deuteronomy 4:9. He said here, only take heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligently. Listen to this. Lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life. Grasp that scripture. Remember that scripture. And when you have these experiences in your Christian life, just remember those things that you've seen, that your eyes have seen, and the change is made.
I want to tell you something. Listen to me. Huh? And I'm nobody special by far. Matter of fact, I'm the least in this church among you people. But I'll tell you some things that I do know. Huh? That God has done things for me that man couldn't do. It was His unseen hand that He put on my life and helped me and touched me and took me through it. Amen. I forgot where I was at. And the children of Israel did so and commanded. And they took up the 12 stones out of the Jordan, as the Lord spake unto Joshua according to the number of tribes. Huh? And took them to the place where they lodged there. And this, I never really noticed this before. But to me, let me read it. It said, and Joshua set up 12 stones, listen, in the midst of Jordan, in the place where the feet of the priest which bear the Ark of the Covenant stood, and they are there unto this day. Now to me it sounds like that's another set of stones. It sounds like there was two sets of stones. You see, it said, and he said, and it said in the midst. You know what the midst means? Huh? The midst means the middle of a point, a middle of an area. So that would have been right in the middle of the Jordan River. But then we read that that's not how it could have been, because the priest, it said, take them up where the priest's feet were, and the priest's feet were on the brim of the river. It don't matter whether there was two sets or not. Huh? Some people believe there was, some people don't. It don't matter. Huh? But we do know that it happened. Amen. It happened. And thank God for that. And the priest was spared, stood in the midst of the Jordan until everything was passed. They all went across. And God spoke to Moses, as Moses had spoken to the people. And then you see here that the warriors, the tribe of Reuben, the tribe of Gad, and half the tribe of Manasseh, they went before the people. They were armed and they were ready to fight. He was getting ready to go into this battle into Jericho. Oh, what a great story that is too. Amen. Boy, I tell you what, I preached on that. And God bless me, huh? Of Rahab and her faith. The scarlet cord that hung out the window. You know what scarlet is? That's a deep red. You know who shed his blood was a deep red too, Christ. Amen. And it said, and they passed over. Huh? And it said, in that day, they magnified Joshua. Joshua was magnified in the sight of all Israel, and they feared him. Huh? I want to tell you something this morning. Now, I know you know this. Whatever God calls you to do, huh? Whatever part of the ministry He puts you in, you just remember this. Huh? You can't do it by yourself.
That's right.
It's too great of a task.
Yes, sir.
Huh? How could Joshua take all these hundreds of thousands of people, huh, and have authority and have power over them? Huh? They looked at Joshua, but when they looked at Joshua, they said, God. As they did with Moses, they knew God was behind him. They knew God's power was on him. They knew God's anointing was on him. Amen. And they feared him. They weren't scared of him. They reverenced him. They realized, hey, this is the man of God. This is the one we're going to listen to. We're going to do what he says. Huh? He swallowed the book. He swallowed the laws and the precepts and everything that God has written. He's took them in. He's meditated on them day and night. And he knows the word of God. And him and God speak together. And I tell you, my friend, we're going to do what the preacher said. We're going to do what the man of God said. Because he interacts with God.
And they feared him and they followed him.
For a while, they did.
And then they come to the point, I don't want to dim the story, but Joshua put up, not with all of them, but he put up with those rebellious people. They got over there in that land. They got them new homes. They was eating the best food. They was drinking the milk and the honey. That's a sign of good things. They was drinking it all up, eating it all up. And they realized they didn't need God anymore. And they forsook God, or shook him, and started worshiping other gods. And Joshua was getting so sick of it. He come down to his old age. And he said, you know what? He told them all the things that God done. But he said the most famous sayings that's on plaques and everywhere else and on pictures and posters and glass. He said, choose this day, not this part, whom thou wilt serve. The God of the Amorites, the gods of other world, or the God that delivered you. The God that done all the miracles in your life. You're going to have to make a choice. Who are you going to serve? And what did he say? As for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. And he did. To his dying day. Amen. Praise God. I know I got to quit. It said here, I like this verse too. I like it all, but it said here, and it came to pass when the priests bare the ark of the covenant of the Lord were come out of the midst of the Jordan, and the soles of the priests' feet were lifted up into the dry land, that the waters of the Jordan returned into their place and overflowed all his banks as they did before. So when they got out of the riverbed, my friend, when the priests come out of the riverbed, there was that dry part, that dusty gray part, and right over here, my friend, was grass. As soon as they stepped on the grass, here come the walls of Jordan back down in place. Wow. Let me get this out here. There's three things I want you to get from this message. And I forgot to tell you this, but I thought about this too. This blessed me. You know what it says in the New Testament about the Christian? About me and you, those who are saved? It says we are lively stones. Lively stones, my friend! We are stones that came from the cornerstone that was chopped out of him. That is Jesus Christ himself. He saved us, and we become living stones for him. Amen. Lively stones. Build up a church, my friend, that the gates of hell shall not prevail against us. I want to tell you something, my friend. Hell has no power over the true church.
Right.
Amen. We got power in the Savior this morning.
Amen.
And I want to tell you what. Yeah, I know it's going to get worse. And condemning the church and all the our tax-exempt things. They'll probably get rid of us if we don't take the homosexuality in. I don't know. And accept it like normal behavior. But it don't matter, my friend. We're going to stay on this straight and this narrow path, my friend, down to the very end. And we're going to preach it, my friend, precept upon precept, how God gives it to us.
Right.
Amen. We're going to preach it in season, my friend, and out of season.
Right. Amen.
It's what God honors. Amen. I didn't know I was going to say all that. I wanted to get to this. Number one, remember what God has done for us.
and setting up those spiritual stones as a memorial, passing our faith and testimonies down to our children and our family. Huh? God has, number two, God has given us a promised land, and that land is heaven. And we are going to have to cross over, listen to this, the river of self-denial and live a holy life and fight this spiritual battle in order to obtain this promised land. Did you digest that? Huh? Okay, let's go to the physical real quick. The physical part of this, huh? They come through the wilderness, huh? God done this great miracle. They crossed over Jordan. Who's in Jordan? Or who's on air and crossed over into Canaan? Canaan land. Who's over there in the Canaan land? The enemy. They're going to have to fight. Huh? They're going to have to fight to pertain and possess this land. I want to tell you something. It's just the same spiritually for us. Huh? I want to tell you, in my own life, and I'll testify to you right now, it's me, myself, gets in the way, my friend, huh, of spiritual things and wants to do what it wants to do. It's a battle, my friend. Huh? But thank God, through the cross, I can overcome. Amen? Amen? It's a battle, my friend, and it's going to be a battle, huh, till the day we are in. But I want to tell you something. God, Christ has forgiven us. His blood has washed away our sins. My friend, and I know a lot of churches don't preach this, and I told you all about that. But let me tell you this, my friend. Not only did He forgive us of our sins, but He gave us the power, listen, to not sin. Amen. We can overcome it. Huh? We can get through it. Huh? Because He died for that victory. Right. That we can live above sin and live above this world. Huh? You know what the old preachers used to preach on? This passage of Scripture. They used it as a Canaan land experience in the spiritual aspect of it. Huh? That was to deny their self. Huh? To deny their desires, their wants, their needs, huh? Their affections, and all this, the desires of the flesh, they denied them to walk over, cross over Jordan and get in a spiritual land of Canaan, my friend. Huh? Where the Holy Spirit is so real, where the peace, like the song we said, huh? Sometimes we sing and we shout and we're happy, my friend, and we praise the Lord, and the world don't understand it, huh? Because they don't understand spiritual things. But we can cross over into that place, my friend, where God's Holy Spirit has control of our lives, huh? I want to get there. Hallelujah! Listen, I want to get to the place where God has full control of me. Huh? What are you saying, preacher? Hey, I'm not, like I said, I'm probably the least among all of you that's in this church. Huh? I know what I need. Amen. I need the fullness of His Spirit. Amen. I want to attain that. Huh? I can't explain it. I can't explain it, but I failed it spiritually, huh? There's something out there, my friend, and that's more than I'm experiencing, huh? I've crossed over Canaan, crossed over Jordan, to Canaan's fair land, and this is like heaven to me. Living each day, huh, in the Canaan land, the heavy land experience. Amen. Praise God. I think I'm done. Praise God. I tell you, I appreciate God's, what He's done for us. Always remember what He's done. Don't ever forget it. Like I said, that memory, my friend, holding on to that, we can draw strength and we can draw power from it. Amen. I tell you what, I remember. I told you, I'm done. I'm going to say this, and I guarantee you, I'm closing it up. I remember when my girls were just stair steps. Huh? Steph, she was a little bit taller than Courtney and Brooke. But Courtney and Brooke was just about, you remember that, Teresa? They was about the same size. I mean, a lot of people, we'd go places and they thought they were twins. But I want to tell you something. I think about that, my mind goes back. And I told the girls, I said, you know what? I said, that was the best days of my life when you girls were little and you were around and you were growing up. What is that? I'm going back into memories. Going back into memories. Amen. And I tell you, I draw strength from that. Praise God. And I can testify and tell you this today. Everything that we went through, through the divorce and the separation, there's memories there where God stepped in and took us through it. Praise God.